It's a brand new day, and this is our Morning Connection. How are you doing today? I am Skip LaCour, your coach, your friend, your big brother, your training partner, as we work out our minds every single day for one intense, one burst of energy, 1 half hour of some MTC, mental toughness conditioning. Thank you so much for following through with what you've decided. What you decided is going to be one small way that when you do it, when you follow through, it's going to get you one step closer to those goals, those plans, that ultimate vision that you have for your life, one day at a time, one workout at a time, listening to this podcast one day at a time. So congratulations to you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for allowing me to come into your life, to poke and prod, to ask you questions, to stimulate thought, especially during those times when I make you feel a little bit uncomfortable, yet you still allow me to come into your life because you know that even if it doesn't feel good right now, it is going to make you feel better in the long run. Having that faith and trust in me, I appreciate that. I consider it a privilege to be with you here today, that with so many coaches and gurus and websites and blogs and videos, you're taking the time to listen to me. I appreciate that. I will not let you down. I'm showing up for you every single day. Today, I'm working on about, I would say about an hour and 45 minute sleep. I'm right in the middle of some project that I'm just so excited about, so passionate about. I mean, I was working, seemed like every single minute of the day yesterday, 24 hours straight. It seemed like just time just flew by. I looked at the clock and it was 2 o'clock in the morning. And I was thinking, wow, I got to get up here hour and 45 minutes or so and do it all over again. But, you know, I'll tell you something. I am so thankful for this, right? I'm so thankful. And I'm not just blowing smoke up your rear end because, hey, that's positive thinking. As an entrepreneur, you know, you have to chart your own path. Very, very few times in an entrepreneur's life, and this, you're an entrepreneur of your own life, right? An entrepreneur, we have to create our own plans, our own, chart our own destiny. We don't have a boss who tells us what to do. And even if we're the boss and we create the structure, okay, do this this day, do this at this time, that's just a guess on our part that's the highest and best use of our time. That plan, that structure that I came up with, that's going to lead me to where I want to go. All right. As an entrepreneur, as the owner of myself and my time, if I come up with the wrong plan, I don't get paid. Or I certainly don't get paid at the level that I want. Whereas when you're an employee, even if you're in management at the job, right? You know, you just execute the plans given to you by the owner, by the management, by the corporate office. If you do a good job at executing even a bad plan, you're still going to get paid. You're going to get paid at the same rate, right? That's the difference. And if you're an entrepreneur, I have a feeling that we have a lot of entrepreneurs listening to this podcast, and certainly those who aspire to be an entrepreneur someday listening to this podcast. So you may already know that, right? Sometimes I like to talk about things in this podcast that may seem obvious. You intellectually know that's the way it is, but I just say it in one more way, just joking around with you, bringing up a story, talking about maybe a scenario I had, talking to somebody else, and it just hits you in just a different way where you go, oh, okay, yeah, that's the way that I feel, all right? I feel better that I'm just not some dummy, that I'm just not the only one challenged with this. And so you can just concentrate on attacking and solving the challenge in front of you instead of looking at yourself, what's wrong with me? And I really think that one privilege that I have coaching really hard-driving, ambitious men from all over the world, young, old, those who are very far along in the process, they have a track record of tremendous success that I really admire. Or on the other end of the spectrum, they're just young guys who are just working to get their stuff together, and they're smart enough. They're smart enough and ambitious enough to get some coaching, some guidance, so they don't have to go through the process all by themselves. So I see the whole gamut, and I get to learn so much from it. That's why I like to share in these podcasts, because I know putting it out there, it's helping so many people. In your emails, which I appreciate, thank you so much for sending me your feedback and telling me, oh, man, you were speaking right to me. You were speaking right to me during that podcast. You must have had me in mind, all right? That's when I know that I'm saying something that's universal to a lot of people out there. And the more things I can do like that, the better. The more topics I can bring up to stimulate that thought, the better. As a matter of fact, there was one that came up over and over again over this past week, the pleaser mentality, and how I challenged, if you had that pleaser mentality, how maybe you weren't serving anybody, not yourself, not the people you believe you're putting in front of your own needs. You're not serving them. You're not serving yourself. And I even challenged you to think about if you are doing that because your interests are really in other people, really, or is it a way for you to not put the pressure on yourself to step up and live up to your own God-given talents, your own potential, use your resources to the fullest. Get up every single day with your game face on, even if you had no sleep the night before, because you're pushing and driving. And a lot of people felt that podcast was helpful with the pleasers in their lives and gave them some insight on maybe how they can explain how the situation isn't helping them, even though that pleaser may think it's helping them, right? So that was one most recently that, you know, hit a nerve. Touched a lot of people, gave them a lot of insight. And that's what I want to do, just going through the process of a life, you and I going through it. Let me tell you why I am so thankful to work 24 hours straight, right? And whether you're an entrepreneur in business or not yet, if that's what you aspire to be, you are the entrepreneur of your life, meaning that, yeah, maybe during the job between 9 and 5 or 10 hours a day, whatever it is that you work, all that rest of that time, right, you have to make decisions on what's the best path to go. How are you going to invest your time? What's the highest and best use of your time? Are you going to risk your time, energy, and effort that's going to get you to the next level? Are you even going to invest time thinking about the next level, or is that too much pain? Do I relax now and stop and smell the roses because life's too short? Or do I put myself through more challenging situations? Do I try to get comfortable with under uncomfortable situations because it toughens me up? It gives me that mental toughness conditioning so that I perform at a higher level and I produce more for my family. You're the entrepreneur of your own life. There's no one who can tell you the perfect combination, how to figure out this combination lock, how to figure out this puzzle, right? How to go through this game and play it to win. You can get a lot of suggestions, but it ultimately comes down to you to take the advice that's given to you. So you are an entrepreneur, so to speak, even if you have a regular job where you pretty much take orders from your boss. The reason why I'm so excited is that to work just 24 hours straight, to not even know what time it is, oh, I better hurry up and get to bed because I got to get up and do a podcast in a couple hours. You know, even though I feel I'm always pushing myself, I live with passion and I'm always pushing the next level. And I feel, you know, optimistic and driven a lot of the times. It's a sell job in my own mind that what I'm doing at this particular moment is going to get me closer to my vision for not only you, to help you out, but also if it's going to be a win-win situation, to help my family out. The time that I am working and I'm not spending with my family, is it the right investment of my time? I don't know for sure. I don't know. Most of the time, I don't know for sure. And if I were to look back on my track record as an entrepreneur, which I am sure that many entrepreneurs will tell you, most things don't turn out the way that you expect them to. Not when you're working hard, you're investing the time, you're sacrificing, you're pushing yourself, you're taking your risk. Most of them do not. You don't hit the ball out of the park. Not every time, not even close to every time. It's just a tremendous skill set to be able to get back up and the next project that you can work with any amount of certainty and any amount of passion in such an uncertain situation. That's the difference between you, if you're struggling and not even getting close to what you want in life, and those people who you admire that seem to just succeed at a higher level. Somewhere, somehow, some way, they were able to convince themselves to see the unseeable. It isn't like they have a crystal ball that they can look in and say, oh, wow, okay, I can see if I continue on this path and I keep on giving 100%, if I keep on challenging myself, it's going to pay off. And I look on the calendar, that will pay off by June 31st, 2015. They don't have a crystal ball. You don't, and they don't. This came up with a couple of clients, one yesterday, last night, and another one on Sunday. And the scenario last night, he talked about, you know, what prevents him from following through with what he knows he should do, or he has a good instinct that's what he should do to go to the next level, to improve the quality of his life, is that he doesn't have the confidence that it's all going to pay off. You know what I said to him? Hey, welcome to the club. That's what we're all going through in life. That's what we are all going through in life, regardless of what it may seem. The difference between a person who really struggles and has a lot of angst and they feel the grind is that how do they manage that state of uncertainty? Can they develop confidence in their own mind as if it's going to pay off? How do they do that? There's no facts. There's just guesses that it will pay off. They're able to convince themselves that it will pay off, or in some way, shape, or form, they're going to get some benefit out of it, even if they don't hit the home run and everything doesn't work exactly the way they had planned. They're able to get moving and get moving quickly and make decisions, right? And he said, yeah, you know, I listened to one of your podcasts before, and it's like you said, if I knew that I'd get $1 million if I followed through, so to speak, I would work 10 times harder. I would throw caution in the wind. I would take more risk. Yeah, that's true of everybody. If there was some guaranteed payoff, everybody would probably work really hard and consistently and work throughout the night and only get a couple hours sleep every once in a while, right? What makes the difference between those who eventually succeed and really, at least whether or not they ever succeed or ever succeed at the level they want, is to know that they gave it their all, that they had more times where they're pushing forward with that belief that it wasn't moving every single moment with uncertainty. And so it made every step along the journey painful and scary. They whipped themselves into a state of mind that it's going to pay off. That's the difference between you, if you're struggling or you're not succeeding at the level that you want, and that person who you see or you feel your interpretation is that they're succeeding at the higher level. They have just been able to work harder. And sometimes it's not working harder. It's just that they're willing to try one more time. They get knocked back up. Not only do they not try, they try again, right? You know that saying, get knocked down 7 times, get up 8. You know, they're able to bounce back from a disappointment. There's not this big, giant gap time in between. They somehow can whip themselves, well, the next one's going to pay off. And so not only do they get back up, not only do they try something again, they get themselves to believe that the next one is going to pay off. So they just have that enthusiasm. They use all the resources. They're not kind of going, well, I just got knocked down 6 times. I'm going to get up. But I guess it's just good thing that I'm even trying at this point. You're not going to access all your talents, your resources, your mental and emotional abilities, the people around you, your time. You're not going to use it to the best if you're just happy through going through the motions. You got to still be goal-oriented. Why are you doing all this? Right? You have to believe that. That's just a way of looking at the world. You don't have a crystal ball. Those who succeed at a higher level don't have a crystal ball. You may think that they just have more confidence. they just may understand the odds of winning and what it takes. Right? I am so thankful that I worked 24 hours straight towards the completion of a project that, you know, I set a self-imposed deadline that I don't have to meet my own deadline. That's part of the whole game, is to set a deadline that you really don't have, but you make it important. You know, we talk about how important deadlines are. If your boss gave you a deadline and your job depended on it, or you have to be to work at a certain time, or you have to be at even a party at a certain time, that imposed deadline just makes you get mentally, physically, emotionally prepared so you can meet that deadline. Well, you know, most things in life, and I'm not even talking about on the job. I'm talking about, oh, I have to download this podcast and I have to listen to it while I'm working out. You don't have to download this podcast. You don't have to listen to this podcast. You don't even need to work out every single day. That's something you get yourself to do. Hopefully you get yourself to do on a consistent basis. It's a self-imposed deadline. Again, the difference between you, where you're at right now, if you're not succeeding at the level that you want, and that person you really believe who is they have a lot of self-imposed deadlines that they got themselves to believe, where really in reality, they don't have to have that deadline. And I am sure that you exhibit those qualities. You have those deadlines just in that area that maybe you don't think about so much. It comes naturally to you, or you're just good at it, or you're just so convinced that you should be good at it. Right? It's the same process. You know, my wife, she's so great, and she's so supporting, and she knows, you know, how hard I work for her, my family, my family's family, that I'm talk about all the time on this podcast. And she sees me get so excited about doing a particular project. Oh, this is it. This is the perfect combination of helping other people, helping myself, win-win situation. They're going to just love this. Wow, this is it. Right? And then I work hard, I'm focused. Maybe, you know, something that I would never do in my bodybuilding days, I miss some meals. Don't miss the workouts, but I'll miss meals to make sure I just stay in my groove to get a job done. I launch the product, I go for it, I do it, and, you know, minimal results, I guess you can describe it. For some reason, my brain doesn't look at it that way. That dismal results, even. Certainly not results that I had hoped for. And she sees all this. Now, she's continually growing. She's understanding more and more about this stuff, about creating those self-imposed standards by thinking big, by convincing yourself and working hard and not looking at setbacks the way you may have looked at setbacks in the past. Well, she knows now that, and I explained it to her because I know that she cares about me, she worries about me, that's just how it works as an entrepreneur. You know, you try 10 things and, you know, hell, 9 of them aren't going to work out the way that you expected them to, that you hoped to, that you put in that effort. That's just the way, you know, that it goes. But man, that 10th one, you know, where can that go? What can that do? And that's what an entrepreneur lives by. And again, you're the entrepreneur of your own life. Right? And so that was one gentleman. Hey, join the club. We're all fearful. We all don't have the confidence. We don't have crystal balls that what we're going to do is going to work out. So what he's feeling, that's the point. If you're feeling that way, I'm feeling that way. Every successful person is feeling that way because we're all stretching ourselves to go to a new frontier. Right? If someone is massively successful that they have earned your respect, they know that they have to grow. They're going into territory that they've never done before. They're not just doing the same old thing every year that they've done before. And so I have so much confidence because I spend all my time doing things at the same level that I did 10 years ago. That, I can tell you, that isn't a person that you probably respect. That's not how they're looking at it. What they're doing right now is 10 times higher level than they were 5 or 10 years ago. So those are some things to think about. Welcome to the club. That's what we're all going through. It's what you do during those uncertain times. You know, how hard do you continue to push it? How well do you develop that optimism that this is going to pay off in some way, shape, or form, even if it's one of the 9 times that don't pay off at the level that you expected? And you realize you're just like all of us, right? And then another gentleman who was coaching it came up with, because, and this is what I, this is what I talk about a lot of times, is that when you get knocked down, when things don't work out, well, I don't know, those 9 times out of 10 to the level that you want, how quickly do you get back up? You make a decision to move forward. Or is there this gap time in between? What if you are normal? What if you're like most people? And which I'm telling you, generally, that's true. Out of every 10 things you try, 9 of them aren't going to materialize. They're not going to meet your expectations that you hope for, that you work so hard for, right? And you did 10 things in a month. You got yourself to, once something didn't work out, you know, you kept on, you gave it your best, you picked yourself up right away to start the next one. You got 10 things. I mean, not just going through the motions. Oh, I got to hurry up and do 10 things. I mean, you got yourself to believe, and you were able to really give it your best effort, and you did 10 attempts in a month, versus the person who, they have a more fragile ego. They don't understand this about being the entrepreneur of their own life and the risk involved and success and failure. And they try 10 things in a 6-month period of time because there's so much time in between. They too are afraid. And so they tried 10 things over the course of, let's just say, 6 months, versus the person who tries 10 things in the course of a month. They're still going to probably have about the same winning percentage. It's just that one person in that 6-month period of time, you know, they got 6 wins. Where the other person who doesn't understand what quote-unquote failure is, in their 6 months, they have that 1 victory in 6 months. All right? And you can blame it on, oh, well, how do you know? I have to be more measured in my approach. You know, I guess that's true. Again, should you be more measured in your approach? Should you have thought more about the project that you were working on? Did you rush into it? Was it a good thing that you took 3 months before you tried again? Nobody knows. That's what you believe. You believe that you should take a lot of time in between failures. You believe, you've convinced yourself that is the right approach. Okay, other people say, no, I got to get in there and I got to swing at it. I got to go for it much sooner. Again, whether you've convinced yourself that you should take longer and that's just the prudent way and it's more rational approach and it's, you have to measure and think and analyze, right? And you're convinced of that. And you think the other way, the guy who keeps on going for it, that he should kind of relax. Both of you don't know. And I couldn't tell you. I couldn't tell you if your approach is the best way, because I don't have a crystal ball for your life, and I don't have a crystal ball if the other guy should have slowed down. Nobody knows, right? Nobody has that crystal ball. And hindsight isn't even 20/20, because what you feel may have worked out for you, who knows what it would have been if you took the opposite approach, right? I guess I might not give you ever. It's just a situation where, well, what am I supposed to do then? You're not giving me much hope, right? Well, that's what we're all going through. We all don't know if the approach we're taking, well, we're too conservative, we're too aggressive, we're starting again without collecting our thoughts, we're rushing into something, or we're taking too much time because we're analyzing, we can't even make a decision. We're all going through that journey ourselves. So I don't know if that makes you feel better. It makes you think about your approach, but, you know, if anything, just realize we're all going through the same thing. We make our reality. You know, there aren't very, if you think, if something is ambitious enough to make you afraid, to make you a little scared, it must be a lofty goal, especially in your world, right? It's all relative, but for you, if it's scary, if it makes you uncertain, if you wonder if it's going to pay off, and it's not just some slam dunk, I'll do it, I know I'm going to earn this quote-unquote $1 million, right? Then you're going to be going through this. All right? You're going to be going through this. So, yeah, what I've done is that I created this program. All the, I have so many people who are interested in coaching, but is that for me? How could he help me? I'll just see what I can get from the podcast. They seem to be helpful. And I know that I'm being helpful by making you think of things that I've been thinking about for 25 years. I'm poking and prodding, getting you to think. I know that this is helpful. I'll tell you something. This, compared to getting the direct attention on the way you look at someone evaluating, even something like I just mentioned right here, you know, it's better when you can get it. And I tell you, I have so much admiration for these 23-year-old, 25-year-old men who get this one-on-one coaching because, you know, I wish I would have done that. I don't even know if it was available back then. I didn't know. The internet wasn't so abundant to hear a podcast. Hey, wow, that guy seems to know what he's talking about. Wonder what he could do it for me. So I created this because confidence is something that no matter what level you're at, there's always that higher level. We all can use more confidence. I thought that would be a great thing with my Manformation program and you guys, the people who listen to this podcast. A 90 minute breakthrough session. How to build your confidence to the alpha male status. You know, how to boost your confidence to alpha male status. It's a 90 minute session. Right. And so that's what I've been working on, a way to introduce for a very greatly reduced price. So, you know, get you, you know, clear on what it is you want and what more confidence will do for you. You know, uncover the challenges that you know. Let's talk about those. But also, I may uncover challenges that you're not aware of. Maybe something like this that you think is unique to you, I can open your mind up to. That's the challenge we all face. Get clear on those challenges, those obstacles that we have to overcome. And then when you leave this 90-minute session, give you the certainty, confidence, a plan with this energy to attack your day with a plan, with a trusted source, a mentor, a coach guiding someone who's been through this, not just personally, but through many, many other people learning from the masters over many years. So it's a great way. I know you've heard me talk about this coaching. You talk about how my clients have benefited from me. I tell you how I benefit from coaching, right? And you listen to this podcast hoping to get that one glimmer, that one shred of hope to make things just a brighter day. All right, well, this is a way for you to get in. Get 90 minutes with me one-on-one. I'm limiting to 10, though. All right, so if you're fortunate enough to be listening to this right when it gets posted on the internet, go to sltips.com/confidence. SLTips, SL for Skip LaCour, sltips.com/confidence. Right? Got a whole write-up of everything that, what this is going to do for you, what this program, with this 90-minute boost your confidence to alpha male status, breakthrough session, what it's going to do for you, and all the benefits. And I've got guarantees. You just can't lose with this, but you got to become one of the 10. If you're not one of the 10, then, you know, I will put you on a waiting list that, you know, I can't even guarantee that I'll get to it. As you know, I do Mass Machine Nutrition. Thank you so much for your support for Mass Machine Nutrition. I have all my other coaching responsibilities, all the things that I do. This is something that I do on top of because I know how powerful this is. That's why I get up in the morning. I do this at 4:30 every morning. I know how it can change lives, and I want to take it to another level and give you a little easier way to make that transition. Again, so go to sltips.com/confidence. Be one of the 10. You've been listening to this podcast, right? You know its power. Take it to 10 times the level, 100 times the level by getting the personal attention that you need. All right, let's go through our 10-second daily disciplines. What was that one thing that you did yesterday that impressed even you? You should be looking for these things now. You should be ready when this podcast comes up. Right when you plug it in and you download it and you're ready to go, you know I'm going to ask this, so you should already be thinking about the answers. What was that moment yesterday when you figured, wow, with everything I'm going through, all the angst and wondering if it's going to pay off, what was that cool moment yesterday when I realized that life was pretty darn good? What's that thing, that experience, that achievement, that feeling, that emotion that you really, really want in your life that's going to take months, if not years of you stepping up in the manner that we're talking about, facing your fears, taking it out, taking more on, despite your fear. Getting optimistic that this will pay off despite your fears. Getting knocked down 8 times, getting up 9 times. That's what's going to take to reach this ambitious goal. That's what's going to drive you. That's what's going to get you up early in the morning. And that's what's going to keep you late at night or not even get some sleep because you're so passionate, right? I cherish these times where I am so passionate, so convinced that what I'm going to do is going to pay off, that I can just work endless hours. They don't come as often as I like. So when I have them, I cherish them. And that's the point that I was going to say. I love this, right? I love that I just went to bed a couple hours ago, right? And is what you're doing right now the highest and best use of your time? That's a question that you want to ask yourself throughout the day. Is it helping you get those results that you really want? And then what are those results that you're after? All right, guys. Hey, guess what? A little bit more work. I'm off to the gym. Maybe I'll catch up on my sleep a little bit later. Hey, check out sltips.com/confidence. See this big launch. Become one of those 10. All right. Have a great day, and we'll connect again tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Skip LaCour. Your level of confidence is having a tremendous effect on the things you do and you don't do every single day. It's having a huge impact on all the things that you accomplish, all those goals, those plans, that vision you have for your life, and all those feelings and emotions that you want to experience. Now, if you're lacking self-confidence and you admit that right now, then I'm not telling you anything new. But one thing that I realize is that taking your level of confidence to higher and higher levels is an ongoing process. There's always a higher level, and the more you can develop your level of confidence, the more things that you'll experience, the more things that you'll achieve. And that was my experience, because I was very good, had a lot of confidence in one area of my life, and maybe you can relate to this. And that was bodybuilding and training. I became a 6-time national champion drug-free bodybuilder. I had a huge impact through my writing on people all over the world. So in that one particular area of life, I had a lot of confidence. When I retired from competitive bodybuilding and I wanted to expand my world and start experiencing other things and accomplishing new goals, I realized that my level of confidence wasn't where it needed to be in those other areas of life. Just because I was confident and good in one area of life, it didn't automatically transfer to those other areas of life. And so what it made me do is really work just as hard at discovering and implementing and executing simple and effective strategies. I went out and found them to develop my level of confidence. And again, these things were simple and effective. I just wasn't looking for them before. But I really felt this pressure to find and execute these things. I really had to develop my level of confidence and quickly. And that's how I developed the Manformation program. When I started applying these simple and effective strategies, opening my mind, just becoming aware of what these were and how powerful they were, I started progressing in those other areas of life. I had the courage and the confidence to launch my own supplement company, Mass Machine Nutrition, instead of making money for other supplement companies. I was doing it for myself. I developed the Manformation program, which helped coach and guide and help men all over the world develop their level of confidence. That's something I'm really proud of, my Manformation program. And most importantly to me, I developed the confidence, and I became a better man through my Manformation to get an area of my life taken care of that always seemed to be out of reach. And that was that love and connection and intimacy. And now I'm married, and my family is so important to me. And that's what this all did for me. And because of it, I am so passionate about helping other men just like you get it sooner rather than later. Not going all through all the challenges that I went through, taking all that time, doing it more elegantly, more efficiently, and earlier in life than I did. And that's been my vision. That's been my passion for so many years. And that's why, even with my limited amount of time, it's important for me to give back. And I am doing a special offer. I'm offering 10 sessions, 10 sessions only. I have to limit it with Mass Machine Nutrition, with my one-on-one coaching, with all the things that I do. I could have to limit to it to 10. But again, it's so important for me to give back. 10, boost your confidence to alpha male status. Again, these simple and effective strategies, when you realize these things, when you become aware of these things, and you start practicing and exercising these strategies, you'll find your confidence level just going through the roof. And the only challenge that you're going to have is you're going to wish that you started doing this earlier in life. And I know that's one of the things that I regret, but I just have to look forward. It's great that I just have it now. In this 90-minute session, I'm going to get you clear on what this confidence will do for you, get you clear on your goals. Also, make you aware of what's stopping you. What are the challenges that are getting in your way? Now, you may be aware of some. I might help you uncover some things that you haven't considered yet, those challenges in your way. When you leave this 90-minute session, you will have this renewed sense of confidence and energy that you can put that life together and start accomplishing the things in life that you really want and start experiencing those feelings and emotions that you really want. You're going to develop that confidence to make things happen. Okay? Now, I only have 10 sessions available. Now, you have to take action now. You have to register down below. I've got all the instructions below. Register and then fill out the questionnaire. Take your time and fill it out. It's going to really help me get clear on how I can help you best. It's also going to help you get clear on where you're at right now. Then I'm going to go over that, and then I will contact you by email or by phone to schedule our one-on-one personal 90-minute boost your confidence to alpha male status breakthrough session. The great thing about this session, it will be recorded. And this audio recording will help you learn from our session weeks, months, and even years into the future. All right, it's going to be a tremendous value. I can't wait to get on the line with you and start your man formation now. Start building your level of confidence. I am so confident that this is going to help you make massive changes in your life. If you don't feel as though you got everything you wanted and more out of this session, I will give you my $100 Manformation, the Mindset and Actions of a Powerful Alpha Male Leader audio seminar course, workbooks, and videos, and my Manformation 2, Get Your Swagger Back audio seminar, another 10 hours, another $100, and my Manformation ebook. That's another $25. So if you're not completely satisfied with your investment, with the time we spent together, you take the information, take the audio recording, and you get $250 worth of more leadership material, more confidence-building material. So you give me another 20 hours in workbooks and ebooks to get the job done, because I am so committed. I will not let you down. I'm going to do everything I can to help you build that confidence so you can start achieving those goals. You can start experiencing those emotions that you really want. Again, my time is really limited. This price is significantly lower than what I would charge for my time. That's why I have to limit to 10. So you have to take action now, get registered, fill out the questionnaire, and I'll contact you by email if you are one of the 10 men who get this Boost Your Confidence Alpha Male Status 90-minute breakthrough session. If you aren't one of the 10s, I will not process your credit card, and I will put you on a waiting list, and maybe sometime in the future, when I have time, I can make some room for those people who weren't able to become one of the 10. But take action now. Become one of those 10. Start on your man formation. Build that level of confidence. I'm here to help you. Good luck, and I will be talking to you soon on your Boost Your Confidence to Alpha Male Status 90-minute breakthrough session.